clean up your whole backyard. Get into your business.
Clean it up, mister.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. A great big good morning. Broadcasting here with our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reach. Mike, can you and I do this show alone? Just you and I?
Sure, let's make it a go. Why
not? At the top of the hour, I fired Romy.
Oh, really?
What do I say? I've got a broken rib. I should be getting a Purple Heart for doing this show, even for today. And what does Jennifer want to give me? The idiot award?
No, I said booby prize.
A booby prize. Okay, so you're fired too. I tell Romy, don't make me laugh. What does he do? He pulls up YouTube videos of Saturday Night Live.
The thing is, I'm pretty
celebrity,
sure.
Celebrity Jeopardy. He's killed. I can't even breathe or talk.
You know what's funny? I've been, for 3 years telling him, you've got to watch an episode of Saturday Night Celebrity Jeopardy because it had to do something with our training and our voice and our presentation.
Timing.
And I said, you have just got to watch one, and I've sent them links before, and so finally last night, I guess Carol finally gets them to watch it. There's another one that you need to watch, just as every audio engineer, Mike. It's Tom Hanks as the sound boy for Aerosmith on Garth Party on Wayne.
Wayne's World.
And in the basement, every audio engineer needs to watch that. Tom Hanks as Aerosmith's sound boy.
The thing is, Rosie, I'm pretty sure technically I don't work here anymore either, though, because I'm pretty sure you fired me at our production meeting last Wednesday night.
I've fired you
a
couple times, too, huh?
Four or five times, maybe.
I have.
All right, let's go to get early lunch.
Let's bring John in from Chandler, who's calling. Jennifer, make sure you have John's address. He's been waiting 40 minutes to get online. John, sorry, we've just been having a little silly fun here at your expense. Give us your question. Let me see if we can put our building and remodeling experience to work to solve whatever you're trying to solve at your house, home, castle, or cabin.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks for being patient.
As much as I appreciate the rain, one of the problems that I have at my house is right next to the garage door, not the roll-up one, but the one that people use. Water accumulates right up on my driveway. The grade of the concrete doesn't grade away from the house the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this big accumulation of water there when it rains, especially when it rains real hard. And then the water wicks up onto my door frame and into my garage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really concerned about that whole thing. Do I need to jackhammer that whole concrete pad out and re-pour it, or is there something else I can do to keep the water from collecting right there?
Well, if you did that degree of modification, it would certainly solve it. But there's also a couple other things you might want to do. You can get a charge in touch with our garage door specialist in your part of Arizona is A Authentic, and they can actually give you a glue down threshold that will raise the bottom of the door up off the concrete, where when the door comes down, it is sealed on a small little rubber gasket that may hold it above the water's level, as well as keep that little bit of surface drainage in out of your garage. Are we talking cups of water that leak in, John, or are we talking buckets of water that leak in?
I would say probably cups of water.
Yeah.
It's not a huge amount, but it's enough to notice it right there, and it's pretty consistent, especially when it rains hard. It's more of it. So.
Okay. Well, there'd be a couple options you could go. Before you spent thousands of dollars saw cutting and jackhammering concrete out and putting drainage tile in and all of that, get a hold of A Authentic and get a hold of that glue down threshold for your door, 602-678-1089, A Authentic. They're actually our garage door repair specialist for the entire state of Arizona. Get that first. That's going to cost you, under $200. Try it and see if that doesn't work. Chances are that'll solve it for 90% of the rains that we get in Arizona. Someone called last January when we had that downpour in Chandler, and he said, Rosie, my garage it completely flooded. I said, look, we never get 3 inches of rain in an afternoon. I wouldn't spend thousands of dollars fixing that. Chances are we see another rain like that again in the next 20 years is nominal. So just go on with it, live with it, clean it up and live with it. But for you, John, get that little tape down threshold, glue down threshold, and see if that doesn't solve it. Now, if it doesn't, and you really want to solve the problem, I'm going to tell you what you ought to do is check with your homeowners association and see if you can get rid of that stupid concrete driveway and go to a permeable Belgard paver driveway that actually takes the water and allows it to pass through the pavers, through the sand grout joints of the pavers, and the water will never build up against your garage door. That's why 90% of the new garages, the new driveways in Maricopa County are all going in pavers. Hardly any builders pour concrete anymore, and they shouldn't. With that said, we appreciate the call. Babe, make sure you get John's address because he waited so long to get that question. I want to make sure we send him an Arizona Rosie on the House gift bag. Topic of today is cleaning. Cleaning all the areas. If you knew how dirty your home was, you'd move out. But you know what? There's no cleaner place you can go. I promise you.
I was going to say, what are you going to go live on the desert dirt floor?
I promise you, if you checked into the most expensive motel room in all of Arizona and you looked hard enough, there'd be things you wouldn't want to be around. And that's just the way it is. So the issue is clean and clean responsibly.
And we start this hour's topic from Toledo, Ohio. And you think, wow, Rosie, you know, you guys are, you preach local, you teach local. What? Why start the cleaning segment in Toledo? Well, we also love American-made products. And in Toledo, Ohio is the home of one Bruce Yacko and his company that formulates their cleaning product right there, the Jaws cleaning system. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We, you know, it's in Arizona for June to be under 100 degrees. We're wonderful.
It's just awesome, except for that bad rib I hear. That's so those take too long to heal.
No, and I got no sympathy. I got no sympathy here, Bruce. They're working it, man. They're killing me.
So talk, what does JAWS stand for, starting off, for someone that may be new to the program or hasn't heard that yet?
Well, JAWS is all about providing concentrated cleaners in a vessel or a pod that is easily and intuitively mixed with water in your home so that after you get done with your first bottle of cleaner, you're simply refilling that bottle, using it over and over again, and using your water, my bottle, and trigger sprayer to make your next bottle of cleaning solution. So we provide refills and pods, but it's called the JAWS Just Add Water System.
And where were you when you thought of this? Were you kayaking down the Ohio River? Were you walking through the forest? What was the inspiration behind this?
Well, we've sold concentrates for almost 50 years into the commercial cleaning world. They don't buy ready-to-use products. They buy concentrates and find great ways of mixing them so that as they travel around to clean buildings and professional organizations that they can do that on site. And we just needed to find a better way of delivering that concentrate to the home so that there was an exact dilution every time. It was a very easy system in order to do that. But actually, to tell you the truth, it was kind of invented in the shower. I was in the shower one day, and we're thinking really different methods and ways that we could introduce this system as the JAWS system to the consumer, and that's what we did.
And y'all are a family business. You have three kids, and they all work in the company?
We are, which I never thought any of my kids would be involved in the business. And I have five, which means I have in-laws or kids. My kids married other kids that are involved in the business, and soon enough we'll have six. So from a guy who thought we wouldn't have any of my kids involved in the business to really making it a business. And guys, we've been involved for 50 years building cleaning solutions for both professionals and consumers. And when I hear them, it just really gets my blood boiling when they say, we can't make stuff anymore. JAWS will be making products 50 years from now. We ship them to Norway. We ship them to the Middle East. We're in Australia. We ship across the United States. We'll be exporting to China before we know it. And so when they say we can't make stuff in this country anymore and we can't produce things efficiently and we can't ship them across the globe, I am totally diametrically, you know, I don't get that. I don't understand that. We just need to have innovative and interesting products that are well-made, well-constructed, that people across the globe want to buy. And we do that through JAWS and other means. I mean, we'll be selling in Tasmania by the end of the year. That's a little island south of Australia.
Excellent. Is that Tasmanian Devil?
There you go.
They right, got to clean up after those little boogers.
There's a grocery chain down there that's interested. So anyway.
Now, we were talking about an interesting study that, if I remember correctly from our conversation, was the University of Michigan is doing the research.
Right. We went to a third party to make sure that people, you know, first of all, Michigan State 50 years ago was doing these kinds of studies. And to go to a professional organization to do this work and really identify what would the value be to this, to the planet, to the consumer, in terms of developing this JAWS system. So we went to a third party to do that. And they identified that basically it's 30 truckloads to one. So all the environmental wear and tear on roads and the pollution of the environment and the ability to not ship water and concentrate those products down to a level where we can consolidate 30 truckloads to one, and that's how we can ship it to Tasmania. That's how we can get it to Arizona and get it into Bash's, which is just an awesome store. But Bash's very, very inexpensively so that the consumer is not paying more for an environmentally preferred product in a great package.
Because most of your cleaners are water, and so that's your and what takes 30 truckloads to ship
30 truckloads
one-time use cleaning bottles, you've now reduced to one truckload of concentrates.
That's right, and we sell them in little pods. You know, you have pods for your laundry now. You have pods for your dishwashing. This is the next step, next evolution in pod cleaning, which is for your above-surface cleaning.
And it's one truckload of the concentrated containers that'll last for 30 refills. So that is that 900 less trucks? Did I do the math right on that?
You did the math right, and absolutely. So really is some important innovation into the cleaning category. And think about it. I mean, for the last the things you're walking past as you walk down that aisle. You know, they were developed in the 30s and 40s and 50s. I mean, there has been no new innovation in that aisle for really a long period of time. And the chemistry that was developed at that point in time, they were harsh chemicals. They didn't worry about the environment. There was no environmental concern at that time.
And we'll talk about the individual cleaners of the JAWS product in just a moment.